This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Ministry of Communication seeks suggestions on draft of National Artificial Intelligence Policy. Policy sets goal of bringing transformative changes in socio-economic and administrative sectors. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli instructs Nepal Police to conduct fair investigations based on evidence and facts. Foreign affairs experts stress maintaining a balanced approach in Nepal's foreign policy suggests broader cooperation with neighboring countries to address cross-border issues. And Bharatiya Janata Party wins New Delhi election, BJP to form government in Delhi after over 26 years. Now, the news in detail. The Ministry of Communication and Information Technology has prepared a draft of the National Artificial Intelligence Policy 2081 with the objective of systematically developing artificial intelligence and encouraging its use in the country. The Ministry has asked for suggestions on the draft of the policy. The policy sets a goal of bringing transformative change in the country's socio-economic and administrative sectors through AI. The draft states that the policy has a potential for socio-economic transformation through the use of AI in education, health, transport, tourism, agriculture, finance, natural disaster management, art and entertainment sector, increasing AI literacy and efficiency. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has instructed the Nepal Police to conduct fair investigations based on evidence and facts. While inaugurating the Blue Pavilion in Nepal Police Club premises at Bhrikuti Mandap, Kathmandu yesterday, Prime Minister Oli directed Nepal Police to work with determination in maintaining the rule of law and ensuring peace and security in the country. During the event, Prime Minister Oli released the second part of the history of Nepal Police and honored officials, technicians and builders who contributed to the construction of the building. Likewise, Minister for Home Affairs Ramesh Lekhak expressed his commitment to quickly pass the Amendment Bill of the Nepal Police Act in Parliament, incorporating any constructive suggestions that may arise. Addressing the same program, the Inspector General of Police, Basant Bahadur Kaur, handed over a check for 7.4 million rupees to the Prime Minister for the Prime Minister's Disaster Relief Fund. On a different occasion, Minister for Home Affairs Ramesh Lekhak asserted that the government is taking proactive steps to modernize Nepal Police and Armed Police Force, APF Nepal. Addressing an event yesterday, Minister Lekhak reiterated that the government was also effortful to enhance the competitiveness of these security agencies by maximizing the uses of available means and resources. He said that the Ministry of Home Affairs had registered a bill seeking an amendment to the acts related to the Nepal Police and Armed Police Force, Nepal, in a bid to modernize both security agencies promptly. Speakers have underscored a balanced foreign policy for Nepal. They voiced their views on Nepal's foreign policy, the status of the border and contemporary issues at a session in the ongoing Janakpur Literature Festival in Dhanusar district. Foreign affairs expert Indra Adhikari pointed out the need for Nepal to maintain a balanced approach in its foreign policy, particularly with its immediate neighbors, India and China. He stressed that Nepal should establish its independent identity in international relations while continuing to adhere to the non-aligned movement policy. Highlighting the historical context of Nepal's foreign policy and current perspectives, journalist Sudhir Sharma noted Nepal has witnessed fluctuations in history of its foreign affairs. Likewise, journalist and analyst Tula Narayan Shah acknowledged the critical role of effective foreign policy in ensuring the prosperity of the borders. Property worth around 5 million rupees was gutted in a fire that occurred at the Ministry of Water Supply in Singhadarbar last morning. The office of Minister for Water Supply Pradeep Yadav caught fire at 8:35 a.m. yesterday with two television sets, a desktop computer as well as furniture were destroyed. The ministry has stated that no damage was caused to the ministry's essential documents. Issuing a press release yesterday, Ministry Under Secretary Bhaktaraj Joshi stated that no damage was caused to the ministry's essential documents in the fire. Furthermore, the release states that the fire was brought under control in about 15 minutes with the help of the Nepali Army, Nepal Police, Nepalese employees and fire engines. Police are investigating the incident. The budget expenditure of the provinces in 6 months of the current fiscal year 2024-25 is disappointing. As per the half-yearly review report released by the government, the budget expenditure of the provinces is only 16.18% of the annual target so far. The province governments had brought the budget of a total 278.69 billion rupees in the current fiscal year. However, they have spent only 45.9 billion rupees till the 13th of January. Minister for Agriculture and Livestock Development Ramnath Adhikari has urged the farmers not to use excessive toxins in crops. The minister made the request while inspecting the collective onion farming by the farmers at Kawasati Municipality 15 in Nawalparasi Bardhaghat Sustha East last morning. Minister Adhikari claims to have been able to convince the farmers that the government looks after them when they are in deficit. 23 people have been injured in a road accident that took place in Bharatpur early morning today. Police said the accident took place when a bus heading to Kathmandu from Nepalganj fell off the Seti Dovan Bridge on the Narayanagad-Mughlin Road section at 4:30 a.m. today. Police Inspector Nirala Bhandari of the Area Police Office Mughlin shared that 23 out of 28 people on board the bus were injured in the accident. The injured are undergoing treatment at Chituwan Medical College. Initial investigation showed that the bus may have lost control due to a puncture. Further investigation is underway. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international news update. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi's party, Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP, has won the New Delhi election. The BBC cited the Election Commission of India as saying the BJP has won 48 seats in the 70-member Legislative Assembly, while the incumbent Aam Aadmi Party, AAP, won 22 seats. With the lead in the election, the BJP will now form the government in the Indian capital Delhi after 27 years with an impressive election victory. A party that wins more than half mark of 35 seats can form the government. The election was a battle of prestige for both BJP and AAP, given Delhi's symbolic importance as the country's capital. The city, a federally administered territory, has been governed by the Aam Aadmi Party since 2013, with voters backing its strong record of welfarism. For the BJP, securing Delhi represents more than just electoral success. It marks a crucial foothold in the nation's capital after being out of power there since 1998. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. With the general influence of the westerly winds across the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Kosi province along with the hilly regions of Gandaki, Karnali and Sudarpashchim province, and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country today. According to the information provided by the division, the minimum temperature in Kathmandu Valley is likely to hover around 5 to 7 degrees Celsius today, and the maximum temperature is likely to hover around 21 to 23 degrees Celsius today. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines again. Ministry of Communication seeks suggestions on draft of National Artificial Intelligence Policy. Policy sets goal of bringing transformative changes in socio-economic and administrative sectors. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli instructs Nepal Police to conduct fair investigations based on evidence and facts. Foreign affairs experts stress maintaining a balanced approach in Nepal's foreign policy, suggest broader cooperation with neighboring countries to address cross-border issues. And Bharatiya Janata Party wins New Delhi election, BJP to form government in Delhi after over 26 years. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website, RadioNepalOnline.com, and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.